I'm off the deep end, watch as I die.
I haven't seen the movie.
I'll never meet.
I got this feeling that I've been here before. I got this feeling that I've been here before.
Hello, welcome to We Knows Parenting. I'm Beth Newell.
I'm Peter McNerney.
We are two parents, comedians,
real life parents. Life.
We have kids.
Definitely human.
The show is about parenting.
It's about to begin. It began. It's begun already.
Okay, Peter.
Yeah.
We can review. Oh, first of all, you wanted to talk about last week's episode, right?
Yeah, the controversy of the season. Beth, it's just the most Beth thing that's ever happened is we got that email criticizing me.
That's the most Beth thing that's ever happened.
No. Not is they just not telling me, just doing it. And even when I was asking, like, I'm just gonna do it. It's great. It's not a criticism.
I don't know why it's so shocking.
It's not shocking. It's entirely predictable.
Okay.
I was vulnerable in that podcast and I put myself out there and I feel just great about it.
I like how you said in the podcast that you were just going to leave that email be and never bring it up on the podcast, which I think is funny.
I said I was considering that. I had not made a choice about it. Now I remember what that episode is about. I guess I got to not talk so much in this episode. Not likely to change dramatically, but I'm working on it. Anyway, this week, it was your turn to be out of town,
mm-hmm.
and my turn to be home alone with the children. And you mentioned in your episode when I was gone that it was a miracle that no one got sick because it always happens I go away and somebody gets sick. Well, they were waiting for you to leave town so they could get sick with me. And on my birthday, October the 11th, Maven gave me the gift of vomit at daycare.
Yeah. I mean, that's life, right?
Yeah. You know what? It was fine.
That's Maven for you. Tonight she came in the bedroom and said, I throwed up on the couch. And she had
the big smile on her face.
Thrown up just a little tiny bit.
I think that was just eating too much ice cream.
Yeah.
Although we never assume that she's actually sick, even when she's clearly sick.
Well, she hasn't had a fever for 2 days, so.
Oh, no, she's fine. Sick.
It
was actually a nice gift because it is difficult to figure out childcare when you're not here because the things that I do are all outside of daycare hours.
It's a schedule no human should have.
Yeah, nights and weekends. And we have childcare for weekdays.
Yeah.
So I had this whole plan where I was going to go into the city to like do all this stuff I needed to do and I was recording the Story Pirates podcast, and then I had to get on the train and go an hour and a half back just to pick them up from daycare to then take them home and then wait 10 minutes for one of the women from daycare to get done at work at daycare and come to our house to watch our child so I can get back on the train and go back into the city and teach a class. And Maven, this is all on my birthday, you know, a fun birthday celebration, and Maven gave me the great gift of being forced to cancel everything that day.
Which you could have canceled in the first place. Just she knows better than you.
No. I felt too guilty. But as soon as she was sick, I didn't feel guilty. I pull that my daughter threw up card as soon as I can.
The thing about canceling, though, is that, you know, we all feel self-important. Like, we're, like, ruining people's lives by canceling. But then they're always fine. They're fine.
I mean,
we're not as important as we think we are.
Well, I was teaching a class, and I already skipped. Did you hear how Midwestern I said on class?
My class needs me.
I already skipped a class and I don't want to be that teacher. I take my job very seriously.
The teacher that people miss.
Yeah. Sometimes. Do you miss me? Write in. Are you my student? Write in. Tell me how much you miss me or don't.
Yeah. Write in and tell Peter how much you miss his voice.
Yeah.
Because
I don't talk enough in that class.
Okay. So then it sounds like other than that, things were pretty uneventful. I came back into town on the red eye, was exhausted. What did we do? Saturday you left and then it was just a fog of laying around, recovering.
You had two full days of laying around because I went in earlier than I normally do.
Full days of laying around.
Yeah.
Although you mean while watching children full time.
It's not hard anymore.
Okay.
It's time.
Well, then you can do it.
I did it for 4 days.
You can say you did it while they were at daycare.
No, do Maven it. Was sick for
It sounds like
Thursday
you want to stay
Friday.
Home on the weekends, and I'm not going to fight you on it.
I will amend my statement. It's not hard. It's not hard, but it is like...
It sounds like you want to do it.
It's like a drag, and I get restless when I have to be home all day with the kids.
You just said it was easy breezy.
I mean, it's literally
around.
It is literally not difficult to do.
I think every listener who has children would beg to differ. People, please write in if you disagree that parenting is easy, an easy thing to do all day alone.
Okay.
Let me finish.
It is easy relative to every single other day that we have had kids since they're now that they're 2.5 and 4.
If anyone listening has a 2.5 and a 4-year-old and wants to agree or disagree on whether that's a fun,
relatively
easy thing to
do.
I think you said it was no work whatsoever.
I did not say that.
Okay.
I said technically it's easy, but it's annoying.
Okay. Well,
I didn't
say
that, but I'm saying it now.
So Sunday, Bryn was supposed to go to the birthday party of his best friend's mom, and then...
We all were,
but it was a dicey thing you signed me up for. It was basically like, you walk in the door with us, and then you peace out and go to work, while I have to watch two kids at a birthday party.
Well, I made it very clear what it was before I said yes, so you could say yes, so I have no regrets there.
Relax. Okay.
I'm all riled
so
up.
Then, The birthday party got pushed back into Maven's nap time. She was already getting over being sick. It seemed kind of dicier. I decided to call it off because I was still very tired from my trip. And the dad of this of Bryn's best friend asked if
Bryn's favorite daddy from that episode.
His favorite daddy asked if he could come pick Bryn up and bring him to the party himself, which is very, very generous. And we agreed to it, which was great. And then Maven stayed home, didn't nap. The report I got was that Bryn was very well behaved at the party, and people were commenting on it, supposedly, how good he was. So I'm very happy with that. But I got there, and I felt very guilty about them taking care of an additional child while they're all already planning and running a party. So mm-hmm. I offered to take their son for the rest of the night so that they... could probably have sex.
Oh no, I hope they're not listening.
I mean, I can't confirm for sure that that's what they were doing, but it seems...
I mean, that's what we would be doing, cleaning up. We're like, we could clean up this party or we could do it. This is the most graphic moment of our entire podcast.
You seem to like start to try to get graphic and then you were just like, we would have sex.
We would have,
me too.
Sex.
Me too like. Anyway,
yeah.
I can't say for sure. Maybe they just had a wholesome 2 hours at home.
Maybe they cleaned up the party.
I felt
or maybe
it
they
really,
cleaned up.
It really made my guilt feel better about them watching Bryn during their party. And I hope they had a good birthday.
This is a big deal. This is Bryn's first play date without us.
It's true. But there was a whole party full of people there. So it's
sure, but we weren't there.
Yeah. But it makes me think we need to trade kids with them more often. It's annoying that we have two kids and it's like not a good trade. But I think even if we can just get rid of Bryn sometimes, it's still worth it.
Oh, it's a great deal for everyone.
For everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when those two kids are together, they are, they fight a little bit, but they're so happy to be around each other. They're like, we're best friends. Like,
yeah.
Arms
well,
around each other's necks.
Their son, I have to say, is better behaved than our son. He likes to follow rules and listen more.
He is older.
Yeah, but I think he's also just like a less combative person.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Our kids behave better when he's around and he tries to talk Bryn into being better. And
Bryn's like, nah, dude, nah.
And when he was over here, Maven saw him say he had to go potty. And then she was like, I got to go potty too, which is not something she does. So then I got her potty out. And while he was on the toilet, she peed in the potty, which, again, she never really does. She's done it before, but
yeah.
Not often.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a really good influence. Maven's showing off her pee-pee skills.
Is she in love with him?
And I she's think like, maybe
look
a little.
Look what I can do.
He's definitely like the cool older boy.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, yeah, I know how to pee in a potty. What are your parents doing right now, having sex?
Cool. I'm peeing. You can tell because I'm doing it in front of you
right now. Cool. What did you just go poopy? Mm-hmm. Sounds
good. Got some poops or just peeps? Just peeps? Cool.
Actually, I wiped his butt, as you do when kids poop, and he told me that his dad likes to wipe his butt. Which I don't know if that's a direct quote, but
my dad likes to wipe my butt. You think Brandon Maven think that we like doing all the things that we do for them?
That's what I was wondering, if he was just saying that, like, because his dad does it, he assumes his dad's really into that.
Or his dad's like, are you done pooping? Don't move. Here I come. I'm wiping that bum bum.
But I wouldn't put it past his dad, who's really...
the most enthusiastic man alive.
Really funny guy, has a really dry sense of humor, to just tell him that that's something he likes to do.
Oh, I love it. There's, I have a couple of just other little things I wanted to mention. Bryn said something this week that, Bryn says hilarious things all week, and I'm like, I gotta talk about it on the podcast. And it's once in a month that I'll remember one
thing. It's so hard to remember.
But when I was gone, we took them again to Smashburger. As you know, it's the unofficial sponsor of this podcast, because that's, we mention it every other episode.
The most child-friendly eatery in a 5 mile radius.
There you go. So we go afterwards to the local frozen yogurt place, Cherry Tree, Bryn's favorite place on earth. So we pulled up and I surprised him. I was like, Bryn, you know where we're going? He's like, where? I'm like, we're going to Cherry Tree. And he went, oh, daddy, Cherry Tree makes my heart thump. So I was like, what?
He's been on a roll this week. He also, tonight, we took them for ice cream after dinner, and they're making jokes about flavors of ice cream, like stinky feet ice cream and different things. And then he said, how about crack ice cream?
We go, what? He goes, what about crack ice cream? It was later explained to us that there was some sort of crack in his ice cream.
He cracked his ice cream.
He cracked his ice cream cone or his ice cream. And then he licked it and he goes, I fixed the crack in my ice cream. But boy, hilarity ensued. And the last thing we should talk about.
I also want to add, when we were about to go to get ice cream, I asked Maven if she wanted a treat. And she goes, candy. And then she sang and she went, candy, candy, candy. And then she would giggle really hysterically. And that's my daughter.
She had a bit of a sugar high and then a bit of a crash. We just had a bedtime, so we're recording this episode.
I don't even know if that's a crash. I think that's just a two-year-old.
It's a combo of things. But we're releasing this episode in 11 hours, and we're doing this late night because Beth is out of town. And we had really good bedtimes all week. And as always, the routine gets changed. You are here, and I'm trying to put them to bed. And she freaked out, and I got her calm. We read books and then put her in the crib. And boy, she just had a tantrum that... I got to say, Beth, I'm really proud of you for not giving in, because I was like, you gotta draw a line here, because she slept in our bed last night, and that's part of why she was freaking out now.
No.
She thinks that she can get out of there.
Okay, you're being dramatic. She was very sick last night. She couldn't sleep because her nose was congested and kept waking her up, so she was very upset. And I was putting her in our bed, keeping her on an elevated pillow situation that was helping it drain out of her head. And you were acting like she's being dramatic, but she's very sick.
I disagree, because while she was in bed with us, she didn't cry, but she did roll and kick.
I just explained why.
Well, but give her another pillow in there. I think if we had pushed
through.
I did.
I went and put her in there, and I elevated the pillow, and then she immediately started crying when I tried to put her down.
If we let her cry for a while, she would have pushed through it and then slept through the night.
She was sick.
Instead, none of us slept.
She was sick. We were both sick. I was trying to sleep.
I think we got less sleep because of it. But
I disagree.
I think I love you more.
I think the least amount of sleep we got was when you just randomly tried to force her to go back in her room in the middle of the night, and she started screaming hysterically.
She started screaming, and I was like, oh, Beth is going to think that you're a divorcer.
Classic laying down discipline at inappropriate times.
Oh, God, look at this odd couple. That's us. Now it's time for We Knows What They're Watching. This is where we talk about our children's current pop culture or media obsessions, interests. Beth, you've requested this segment. You got something to say?
Yeah, so As usual, our kids have gotten to some Spanish YouTube that I guess they're being shown at daycare.
As usual.
And their new obsession is the like a music video sort of thing on YouTube to the song called Dame tu cosita.
Dame tu cosita.
Dame tu cosita.
Can you sing the song for us a little bit?
It goes, Dame tu cosita. Dame tu cosita. Ay. And so it's like a video of like an alien guy on like an empty alien plane. You might want to edit it in here to give it do it justice, but it's like this alien guy dancing like very suggestively, like humping the air, and he like bends his body in really funny ways, and Maven and Bryn crack up, and Maven keeps being like, he's naked. He's naked. So then just before we started recording this, I looked up what the meaning of Dame tu cosita is, and it is, the English title is, give me your thingy. So it's like, I think it's a new 2018 remix of an older song, but I guess it's like, it must be like a viral kid video.
There are a lot of videos of, it's clearly some sort of like, not mo-capped, but like the style of dancing is hilarious when you put it on animated characters. And
yeah,
I've
but
seen
I
that
think
character
this,
in other contexts.
This might be like the official video. I don't know.
This might be the dance, funny dancing alien video in Spanish.
I just think it's very funny. And in addition to all the practical reasons, I am excited that our kids are sort of starting to learn Spanish is just the inside jokes, the jokes they'll be in on, I think are really.
Boy, so Bryn is really, the Spanish is coming along. And we're seeing it a little bit more than we normally do.
Yeah, tonight was the first time I was able to have a real conversation with him because I was sort of talking to him in the little bit of Spanish that I know and asking him questions. And I would get to a word because Maven was talking to me like in English about Peppa Pig toys. And she was like, where are my shoes? So then I was trying to talk to Bryn and say, ¿dónde está? And then I was like, what's the word? What are shoes? And he was like, zapatos.
Zapatos.
So it was... That's the first time he's really like responded because we had a couple exchanges like that where he knew the answer and he was like tortuga. Like he's starting to sort of like comprehend what the language is a little more, I think.
Yeah. Well, I also got Spanish English songs going at pre-K now because he just sang his Days of the Week song. Domingo, martes, lunes, miércoles, jueves, viernes.
That's from preschool?
Yeah, well, they do, because he sings this song in English, like the days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then he does a whole thing in Spanish, and he does sign language with each day.
The sign language is very impressive.
I mean, it's clearly, at least at our pre-K night, they talked about it. They do a lot of songs and stuff like that, and it's effective. So the head of daycare, who speaks Spanish, said that... Apparently, there is a dual language program at one of the local elementary schools. And she's like, Bryn is a perfect candidate. Like, he's great. And she said it like she just had this idea and he must do this thing.
I mean, you're taking this like very flatteringly. But I think part of her motivation is maybe like if she's going to put her son in the Spanish English program, she wants some kids there who also speak English well, maybe.
Yeah. You know what? I am very susceptible to flattery.
I don't know. It sounds interesting. We need to look into it more because this week I also heard from a friend of a friend who is from this town that his current elementary school is the best elementary school in town and the most diverse. So we have to like find out more about these programs.
Well, I do know. I've looked when we first moved here. I looked at the part of the reason I liked here is that school he goes to now is more highly rated, whatever that means. I mean, they're both great, but
I mean, I think you can't really put a value on someone understanding Spanish at a young age.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like we've talked about this a lot in this podcast where we want to expose Bryn to a diverse population of people to get to know people that are different from him. And if one school is, in general, more diverse, great, cool. But if he's in a dual language program, that also hits another article we talked about, which is bilingual kids learn empathy quicker.
Yeah.
So which one?
That's a tough call to make, which is probably why I feel like we need more information.
Yeah. But probably end up being the school that's closest to us, if we're going to be honest.
I mean, yeah, that's very possible.
But it was flattering.
It's also like, where is the place he's most likely to be able to get after school care so that we don't have to see him during the week?
Gosh, I just don't want to see him until he has an apartment and he's visiting us with food.
It's just nicer when he misses you. He's been giving us a lot of hugs lately.
I'll talk about this later. Oh, you're all wondering what I was going to say. It's going to be so good. I'm going to talk about another episode, and I won't reference that it's the thing that I was thinking of now. So there you go.
You're going to have to edit all of this out.
Nope. They're just a big screw you to the listeners.
This is the most boring thing you've ever
heard. Let me keep going about a vague thing that no details I've given. I will say one quick thing about media consumption. So I've deleted the YouTube app because I think it drives me insane, and I think it's mindless content, and I've read a lot of articles, blah, 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 blah. So I push him to longer form content because he invests and thinks about it for a long time. It's not just next, next, next. But Amazon... Ugh, Amazon's terrible. It's just like the store. You can just sell any crap on there. And all these like shapes videos and
This is another like old man McNerney ranting about change.
Yeah, well, the point of the story is not. Anyway,
were gone. There's too many videos, not less videos.
Beth, I have so many articles backing me up about how bad
only
it is.
Ewoks.
You know what? That's the article I'm going to write. Everyone's only allowed to watch The Ewok Adventure, the best not good movie that I remember when I was 4. But I deleted Amazon Prime while you were away. And boy, guess what? It took Bryn 20 minutes to figure out how to go to the App Store, find Amazon Prime, re-download it, and get back to the show.
That's really impressive.
And I'm like, I got to password protect this. And I thought I did it, and somehow he did it again.
You know, when our kids are sneaky, obviously there's a part of me that's annoyed, but then there's a part of me that's just like...
Proud?
Yep, that's me. Like, they're so sneaky. They're just constantly...
Bryn is nuts. I mean, he's like sneaky, but he's the most performative sneaky. He'll literally walk by the door, like tiptoeing like a Looney Tunes character.
He's constantly scheming. I don't... Did I talk about the cake tasting on the podcast yet? They offered me birthday cake to take home from the birthday party, and I was like, no, we can't have any more sugar stuff in our house because I have to go to great lengths to hide it. And I said, like a month ago, Bryn came in the bedroom when I was like folding laundry or something, and he was like, "Mommy, I'm doing a cake tasting." And I was like, "Oh, okay." He's pretending he's doing cake tasting, and I came out, and he had taken a huge chunk of his birthday cake out of the freezer from the month before, and he had it in front of the TV. He was just eating frozen birthday cake, like a huge hunk. He ate so much.
It's amazing he called it a cake tasting.
I don't know where he came up with, and I don't know where he heard cake tasting.
Well, he loves all those wedding shows that he watches.
Oh, one thing I also want to add into We Knows What They're Watching is that Maven has been watching that new dance show on Netflix hosted by
Alyssa Edwards from Drag Race.
And as usual, like she's like Maven's like entranced by like almost nudity or any butt type stuff. And there's like
she's really into butt stuff.
You know, there's just like these guys in like booty shorts like shaking their butts at parties and stuff. But her new way of reacting, she's like, "That's disgusting." That's disgusting.
They love the word
they
disgusting.
They love disgusting so much right now.
They love, oh my God.
Oh, yeah. She was doing something, too, this week, and I came in, and she was like, God, oh my God.
I don't know where that comes from. I've removed that phrase since working in schools. Some people don't like that, so I've removed that from my vocabulary.
Yeah.
And they started saying it. I'm like, oh, you can't say that. And I'm like,
they're all saying it at daycare all day. So I don't feel responsible.
I mean, I grew up saying that every second.
I mean, it's so funny when they say it. It's hard to want to discourage it. Yeah. It's so dramatic.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the Amazon Prime is gone again. Oh, my God. dead.
Oh my God, I need to do another cake tasting.
So that's, we knows what they're watching.
This next segment is called Would You Knows. This is where we posit hypothetical parenting challenges to each other and ask what we would do. Peter?
Beth, I have one for you. I'm excited about it. Okay, in this scenario, Maven, your daughter, is older. She's, let's say, a tween. Okay, she's in seventh grade. So she's 12, 13. And she's at school. You go into a room. You're cleaning up or whatever, and you discover in her drawer a journal that you didn't know she kept. And the mischievous, sneaky part of you has to read this journal. You know that it's a betrayal of trust and that you shouldn't, but come on, she's never going to find out. You're just going to read it. So you start reading it, and it's appropriately funny and dramatic as like a, you know, preteen girl's diary, maybe. And then you get to a page where you discover that she has a big plan. And she has this big idea for like some special week at school where she's going to do this big prank.
What is this?
Okay, bear with me. In an assembly.
The year is 2020.
In the assembly. I should have written this whole thing out, but in the assembly, she's decided that she's going to surprise everyone and come out on stage, maybe like wearing some sort of costume.
This doesn't sound anything like Maven.
No, but it's going to be a big...
I think you mean Brynn.
It's a bit, and she's convinced that it's a great joke.
It's a bit where she suddenly has taken on you and or Brynn's personality.
You're focusing on the wrong details here.
Okay.
So it's some sort of bit where she's like, this is great, but you read it through... And you know that it's going to be a disaster, that it will scar her for life because it's not funny, but you understand why she thought it would be, and you're a comedian, and you would know. And it is going to, she's going way out on a limb because this is not like her at all.
I still think you're talking about Brynn and not Maven.
No. This is what's so weird about it, is Maven's taking a big risk doing this.
Oh, boy.
And you know that. It's going to be a disaster, and she's going to retreat, and she's going to be not confident.
I mean, the thing is that knowing that it's Maven, I know she'll never actually pull the trigger and do this. She was probably just doing it as a writing exercise or of a hypothetical.
No, this is you again. Every time I give you these hypotheticals, you just argue the basic premise where you're like...
Every time?
You know, the aliens came, and you're like, why would I believe these aliens? Not important. You
I
believe
did. That...
I wasn't
arguing the basic premise. I was just reacting to the question. I'm still reacting to this reality.
Fair.
What?
That's fair. So you
in this world, Maven is still my daughter. She still is the same person, correct?
Yeah, and this is a surprising thing, but it seems too weird to be a hypothetical. The rest of it is honest and true, and so you really think she's going to do this.
It's honest and true.
Yeah. So do you save her from embarrassment... While also admitting to her, you have read her diary.
The Maven I know, if she's really going to do this, she's really going to do this. And she's going to prepare. And I just trust her in that. Like, I think this is, like, getting out of her shell. If she actually does it, which I don't think she will, it will be a good exercise for her in challenging herself. So even if it goes poorly, she will have learned the... really innocuous consequences of having things go poorly on stage.
Oh, so you're going to let her just take the social bullet on this one. And now she's the weirdo. This gets talked about for the rest
she's
of school.
She's not the weirdo.
I really should have written what the thing was. Okay, same question. It's Brynn. Okay, so Brynn, you've read Brynn's diary, and he's got a big thing that's funny.
I still think it's just going to roll right off his back. I'm not worried about him.
Boy. But like, teachers will never look at him the same. They'll never respect
They're
him.
They're only going to know him for another half a year.
What's happening? Are we switching schools at the end of the year?
Teachers? You don't have the same teacher for more than a year. Have you been to school before?
Yeah. Oh, we in high school, we had the same homeroom teacher for 4 years.
I mean, okay, fine, Homer. His homeroom teacher's going to laugh when she sees him walk in.
Boy, you're really undercutting the the stakes of my premise here. All right, I'm going to adjust it. Okay, you read my diary, and I... Okay, here's what it is. You read my diary.
Because I also parent you, yes.
Yes, I also have a big plan to do this thing at work, but I don't realize that there is there's some terrible stereotypes, misogyny in this that
How
I'm just
is this
blind
different
to.
Than every week when you jump on stage without a plan?
In this scenario, I have a plan.
Okay.
Which is what worries you.
I don't know.
Okay, so what? Okay, here's a new question. You read Maven's diary. What would you have to read in there for you to confront Maven about it in a way that would reveal that you have read her diary?
I mean, I don't know if she's planning like nudity or something.
Okay, that's it. This gets turned into a serious one. She's a little older. She's 15. And she's planning to do like video naked stuff with some boy.
Video naked stuff?
Yeah, FaceTiming. Oh, there's going to be new technology then where you could do like... hologram naked time with somebody.
You know what videos are, right?
Okay. This is the future. There's hologram videos.
I think this is something you actually do have to get ahead of with your kids maybe at some point if they're getting phones, is just remind them that things can exist forever now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not like as concerned about this as other people because I think people are like very alarmist about the... What do you call it? Digital trail that we leave. But I do think with your girls of a certain age, they need to know about what is it? There's like a term for this when boys like sort of blackmail girls
yes.
with nudes and stuff. Or
boy,
like
so many listeners are screaming it at us right now.
I know.
Some sort of... blackmail.
Some sort of scam boys do to get nudes out of girls and then share them around because photos and videos can be
revenge. Revenge porn.
Revenge porn. Yeah, I guess that falls under revenge porn. But anyway, I think that that is something you kind of have to tell kids about these days because it's that stuff can get around very quickly.
Boy, this bit got real fun. We should talk about that in earnest another time. All right, guys. So you would never, almost never.
I can't wait to hear the listener email we're going to get from people who are like, my kid did get revenge porned and these are, they're going to school us and be like, you're taking this way too lightly.
Oh, I'm terrified of technology in the hands of, I'm thinking about myself. I didn't get my first smartphone until I was an adult. What would I have done with that in middle school, high school?
Also, just to backpedal a little bit, what is this assembly where they just let kids come on stage and do whatever?
That was a lot of my assemblies.
Oh, yeah. You were like freeform rich kids.
Yeah. I got to make a lot of announcements because I was president of Forum.
They were like, share your self-esteem today.
And every time I make an announcement, I'd do a bit. And I got in trouble one time because for a blood drive... I went up on stage. Keep in mind, I was 14, 15, and some guy, I went up with him, and he was like, blood drive. And he's like, we're supposed to do something to make it memorable so that you all sign up for the blood drive because it's really important. And we couldn't think of anything, so just go to the blood drive, right, Peter? And then I went, and I had a mouthful of fake blood, and I barfed it up all over myself as if it was a shock and a surprise. And it got huge laughs.
Did the teachers know you were going to do this?
No. And it killed in the room because I was playing it like, oh, this is embarrassing. And I had a horrifying blood down my face. And I was like, give blood. And we made it memorable. But there were two teachers that found it very distasteful. And they brought it up and they did not like
it. So the reason you brought up the premise of this was you want me to go back in time and stop you from doing this.
I don't regret that one at all.
Okay.
There's some that I do, though.
This next segment is called Listeners Want to Knows. This is where we take some questions and thoughts from our listeners. Peter?
Oh, right. This email comes to us from Aaron. Aaron says, Dear Peter and Beth, I love you guys and your podcast so, so much. Thank you for being there to make me laugh on days when the pressure of life is getting to me and slash or my toddler has completely destroyed my sanity. You guys, there's such a breath of fresh air in a sea of pretentious, Pinterest-obsessed parenting shows and blogs, which all seem to exist purely to make me feel inadequate as a mom. I can't emphasize enough how much I love and appreciate your raw honesty when it comes to your lives and the stresses and occasional ugliness of being parents of young children. It is just so relatable. I gotta say, so many people are like, oh, just thanks for showing us how ugly parenting can be. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that wasn't the intention.
Well, that was my intention.
Oh, okay. Well, good. You're smarter than me once again. I have a question about something that's been plaguing our house for a few weeks now. Our son recently turned 3 and has lately started preferring me, mom, over his dad. Like, a lot. He wants me to give him a bath, me to tuck him in, me to read him his bedtime stories, me to get him his cup of water, etc. And he shouts angrily or starts crying anytime my husband tries to get involved. He's also started saying things to my husband along the lines of, Daddy, you're not my best friend anymore. And Daddy, I don't want you to be in here, whatever room we happen to be in. I know toddler preferential stuff is very common for his age, but sometimes, I lost my place. But sometimes it's just plain mean. The way he says some of the stuff, and it often really, really hurts my husband's feelings. I just want to say, Aaron, you're doing a killer job with your grammar. Like, I know how to read this. All these little interjections.
Well, you're doing a great job reading it.
Hey, thank you. I've only stumbled a few times. School, this was my greatest fear. My questions are, have you guys experienced this to any particular degree with Bryn or Maven? And if so, spelled their names right, by the way. If so, how did you handle it? I've advised my husband to try and stay calm whenever it happens and just say something to our son like, wow, that really hurts my feelings, but I still love you. But what's the best way for me as the preferred parent to respond? Do I come down hard on a 3-year-old, put him in a timeout, ignore it, and pray it stops soon? I've tried encouraging the two of them to spend more time together, which usually goes fine for a little while, but inadvertently, when bedtime rolls around, the toddler is back to being vehemently against dad being involved in anything. Side note, I'm also pregnant and hella emotional lately, and every time I start crying, our son seems to think dad is at fault and angrily yells at him, Daddy, stop talking to my mommy. So that's another weird, kind of funny, but obviously not super great side to this situation. Thank you. Love, Aaron. That was a delightful read.
Yeah. So Maven literally did this tonight. She does it all the time. Both of her kids have done this many times.
Not you, Daddy.
Yeah, that's one of Maven's favorite phrases is, not you.
Yeah.
I would try not to take it personally. This is like a grass is always greener thing because I think when you're the preferred parent, it's really annoying to like just always be wanted for everything. And then I can see why it would hurt your feelings to have a kid say this to you, but it's like, I don't know. It seems nice to be off the hook for something.
Boy, I get stressed about it only because sometimes I'm just like really specifically want to be proactive and take care of things so that like probably I can be lazy in some other way. But I'm like, ugh. But the big difference is I put them to bed more than you do and I take them to school every day. So it sounds like I'm more a part of their routine than Aaron's child is with their dad. And
I don't know. She didn't really specify. I think she was saying that they're both trying to do the routine.
Well, it sounded like she does bedtime routine more often. Maybe that's not true. But even with me, I think they're more used to me doing a lot of these things. There is this core difference. Like, mommy means something different to them than daddy. I think it's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, this week it feels mostly related to just me being gone all week. Mm-hmm. And I think they're just like missing me or they're subconsciously thinking I'm going to like leave and not be back for a while or something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like there's sometimes with that stuff, you just need to give into it and let them like get their fill of you. Either that or my only other strategy is to just to try to physically leave the space because it's like out of sight, out of mind. That's like the only thing that works with them.
Yeah. So tonight I went in there and shut the door to put him to bed and they knew you were there because they just saw you.
And yeah, like, I mean, we have a really small apartment, so it's impossible to hide.
But you going in your room and shutting the door, they're actually used to, because a lot of times they'll come home, they're watching TV, and you go into the bedroom and you shut the door.
Yeah, because I'm trying to hide from them.
Yeah, and they get used to you not being here, and the show ends, and we get calm, and I brush their teeth. And they sort of have this mode that, oh, mommy's not here, even though she is. But tonight, you were playing with them until... because we got home late. So it was worst case scenario. But you just stayed out of the way and she screamed and screamed and I turned out the light and waited and we pushed through it and it was fine. And then she freaked out bigger later.
Well, sort of. Then I went in and rocked her for a minute and got her to drink her water and then she was fine. And then Bryn decided it was his turn to throw a tantrum and he started freaking out.
I think Bryn is less mommy crazy than Maven is. Like,
yeah, he's also just gotten much sweeter about it. Like, he started to just hug me and say, I love you, mommy. And it's like much more.
He does that to me, too.
It's much
the greatest
nicer
thing in the world. But I didn't tell you this. So Maven freaked out the first time. Then I read them books. And before the second freak out, we were reading books. She did the same thing. She just rolled on top of me, put her arms around me, and whispered, I love you, daddy. I was like,
Well, I feel like they have learned to appreciate quality time because they're like, because we were tag teaming watching them and one of us was gone, it's like they are perking up and realizing that we're like all together at once. And then they're sort of like in a better mood those nights because it's like family time.
My mom would tell the story all the time when I was little where I would often be like, mommy, 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 mommy. And she's like, yes, Peter, what? And I would forget what I was going to say. So I would just go... I love you, mommy. And of course, mommy loved that. And so she, and I was like, cute story. But now that it's happening, I'm like, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, also, I want to say this listener is pregnant. So part of that, I think, is when I was pregnant with Maven, I think Bryn was starting to pick up on something in the air and he got extra clingy. And
he was
laying on my belly always. Like,
big time.
It was very annoying.
I have a theory about this. I think
we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Aaron, you should not be worried. There is an evolutionary thing where kids cling to their mothers because that's the safer, that's the more surefire thing.
Listen, there's an evolutionary thing.
Well, it's called breastfeeding.
It's called breastfeeding.
Little tiny hunter-gatherer babies literally need their mothers. And dads can be helpful, but they're less essential. So, you know. They cling to their mothers. That's a thing that's going on. But also, I think the pregnant thing we've already talked about. I think when a little kid's know mom's pregnant, they know to cling even more.
Their spidey sense is picking up on a threat, an imminent threat.
Yeah. But also, so in terms of how to react to it, I think you do not show this child that this makes you emotional at all.
Well, you know what? She's pregnant, so she can be emotional if she wants.
Yeah, but I think dad, you know, this kid will come around. This is not personal. They don't.
Yeah, I mean, this will also just work itself out. Like, all toddler problems are sort of like, I know there are people who make a lot of money writing books about how to get toddlers to behave normally, but I think also toddlers
it's
are
scam.
Just insane. So, I like, all of these things just pass, and it's like, you could spend 3 months obsessing over this, thinking you're doing something wrong, but you're not because toddlers are crazy. So, I mean, I would just try not to beat yourself up about it.
Also, I think those people make a lot of money from those books because you try a thing out and after 3 months it finally works.
But right.
No, a child every 3 months is a completely different child.
Or like someone you know bought the book on the day their kid stopped doing it, so they think the book is right and then they get you to buy the book and then it's just...
We really hate books.
I hate books. They're all wrong.
All of them. All those books I haven't read. Garbage. No one's ever been. Except for that one book I read about potty training, which was very helpful. Literally the only parenting book I've read.
Yeah, but then we realized at the end of it that that book had a one-page cheat sheet that was just cliff notes of the whole book, and there was no need to read it.
Except I still don't remember the last phase, which Bryn has not gotten over.
We modified the potty training to be very different from what that book said, so I don't really...
Not really. You keep forgetting I read the book.
No, I know what the book says.
Well, I read more of it, and that's
if you remember
thing.
Correctly.
And I
again,
normally don't.
Emotional labor is a thing that you overlook, but I purchased the book with the knowledge that people were using the book. Mm-hmm. I gave it to you, and I said, listen, you're going to mansplain this book to me either way, so I'm going to let you read it and describe it back to me so that I don't have to spend time reading this book that I already took the time to purchase.
None of that negates what I said.
Well, anyway, you did tell me what the book said in addition to the Facebook threads I read about the book, and then I read the page at the back of the book that was the cliff notes of the entire book. So I know what the book is about.
And you know what? We did it. We nailed it.
But we also just ended up doing a modified thing of just, like, figuring it out. Like, we weren't...
I mean, that's... Yeah, that's what you should do anyway.
Kids are all different.
Figure it out. That's the secret. Here's the last page of our book. Yeah, they're just going to be like you.
That's the last page of our book. They're just going to be like you.
You know what? They actually already are. Brayden has not changed. He's the same weirdo he was.
Okay, Midwestern.
Okay. Oh, come on. Raising kids ain't hard. You just let them eat food.
What is this accent?
I don't know what dialect this
not
is.
Not hard.
This is like some sort of northern Wisconsin, Minnesota thing. It's not hard. Just keep
just
them warm.
Them
don't let
the
them
snow.
Freeze out there. Get some okay. salt on the pavement. All right. That answered
anyway,
your question,
I hope that
Aaron.
Answered your question.
All right. Now it's time for a segment that we haven't done in a while. This is called What Do They Knows? This is where we talk to or secretly record our children to hear what they literally are saying. This segment involves a recent bedtime where I was telling stories in the dark, laying on the ground. Bryn and Maven were in their beds. And then they decided that they wanted to try their hand at telling some stories. This is poor recording quality because it was a last minute secret recording. But enjoy.
Oh yeah. Will you start the story over?
Okay.
Go ahead.
It was a morning time. There was Peter the Bunny. And he went to school and he talked to the teacher the banana. And he said, I'm going to tell you a joke. And the teacher said, okay. And he said, what did the butt say to the skunk?
Did the butt say to the skunk?
Yeah. And the teacher said, I don't know. And making a sound. It was. Did you know that, Daddy?
That was good. Wait, let's take turns. That's funny. Let's take turns. Maven, do you want to tell a story? Let's do it one at a time. Maven, your turn to tell a story. You take out your yay and tell us a story. The end?
My turn for Maven's story.
Good story, Maven. All right, Bryn,
That's my girl.
Yeah, that's my girl. She loves farts.
Farts is a big thing.
Our kids are really into pooping farts right now.
And you can see how I handle it, which is to embrace it and encourage more of it.
I mean, we probably have a good I don't know, 10 years left of fart jokes with these guys.
Are you kidding me? We have so much more than
50
that.
Years.
How old are we?
But I, you know, I'm not tired of it yet.
No.
I look forward to many more.
Again, I am worried about them doing this to strangers and being a gross little weirdo.
I mean, what kind of stranger in the right mind wouldn't laugh at a kid making a fart joke?
I mean, what did the butt say to the skunk? That is a top-notch joke. The skunk, it's perfect because the skunk is so misleading because you're like, what did the butt say to the skunk?
You're like, oh, this is going to be about two stinky things.
Yeah, they're both stinky, so it's going to be like, you stink. But no, butt only says one thing.
He just sneaks right in there. The butt's not thinking about any of that.
It's flawless. The more I think about it, the more I realize, like, I've never written a joke that pure. And that is... What's the segment called? We knows what they're saying. All right, this has been We Knows Parenting. We're doing this outro while our daughter is crying in bed. So
quickly, go. While we're still here, please go rate, review, subscribe to the podcast.
Write a review.
Find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at We Knows Pod. You can find us at weknowsparenting.com.
You can email us at We Knows pod@gmail.com. If you want to send us a question or a story, share something, a would you know scenario. We also have a Google voicemail number. It's not in front of me, but go to our website. What's our website? weknowsparenting.com for merch and our phone number and all of that.
Do you know how to find us?
You do. Oh, and I'll say again, check out the Story Pirates new album, Nothing Is Impossible. It is literally amazing. Check it out on iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you get your jams. And yo, we'll see you next time.
Yo, yo.
Yo, yo. Bye.